Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's have a look at the transfer window and, of course, the weekend action as well with Tony Skep. Scott from Scotty Betts TV. Morning, Toe.
Good morning, Steve.
Right, the window is close. Liverpool and Everton, how does it affect things? Let's look at possible loans, first of all. Ademola Lookman is a name that has been mentioned with a possible loan move. He's probably not had as much football, first-team football, as he would have hoped for this season.
No, it's an interesting one, Ademola Lookman's situation in Everton. Rumour has it at the moment is that Everton are willing to let him go out on loan, which has obviously caused a lot of friction amongst Everton supporters on social media especially. I think Everton fans like that type of player who gets on the front foot, unpredictable, and gets you further up the pitch. You know, it's everything that Everton needs at the moment. Now, what's happened is that he basically... He left Liverpool to stretch, didn't he, in the FA Cup games, didn't he, when he came on a substitution and then, listen, Joe Gomez couldn't wait to get off the pitch. Jürgen Klopp took him off and Everton were just causing riots down that left-hand side, wasn't he? And I just think since that game, he hasn't been given a look in. And this is a sad predicament. So he's a young lad and his confidence is probably at an all-time low at the moment. When he's performing on the pitch, he's been dragged off and taken out of the team completely. And I just feel as if he goes out on loan, maybe a big club could be looking at him thinking, you know what, we'll take a chance on him because the ability that he's got is frightening. He's got everything you need to become a Premier League player. Bags of ability, bags of pace, and I just can't see for the life of me why he can't get in this Everton team at the moment.
Sharpie was saying on the Radio City Legends he was a little bit worried if he was sent out on loan, particularly if he went back down south again, that he might sort of rekindle a relationship with London. Of course, he came from Charlton. You know, would it make him a little bit unsettled?
Well, there was rumours, obviously, at the start of the season, he was homesick. And obviously, if you give any young lads and take them out of the environment that they're in and they're brought up away from the family, especially from London, young lads, I think he's only 18, 19 as well. Had a good World Cup, didn't he? He won the World Cup as well. So I just think he's been all hectic for them and to come to Merseyside as well at such a young age, away from his family and friends, and he's up here, he's alone. Sharpie's got a point there. I think if he was to go back down south, maybe go alone at Crystal Palace or somewhere like that, rip it up in the Premier League, you might be thinking, you know what, I may be suited down here. But it's sad because Everton have neutralised him. But as I just harped on about them, Steve, for the ability the lad's got and the skill, he's... Sad as it is, Steve, to put it bluntly, he's just not a Sam Allardyce player. And if Everton has a manager on the front foot, a Klopp, a Guardiola, he'd be in the team 9 times out of 10. But the sad predicament Everton at the moment, Sam Allardyce isn't prepared to use him. He's more probably just basically along the lines of getting players in that will just do a basic job for you and grind down to results.
It's caused a bit of a stir. Quite a few people texting in about this or sending it on Twitter as well. Anne says, personally, I'd be very upset if we did send Lookman out on loan. What's the point in buying him? What he needs is a run of games. I'm also concerned his loan would turn into a permanent deal. Jordan says, Everton looking at offloading Lookman and Sandro. The whole thing is laughable. Who's making these decisions? You're a joke and you're killing the club. And Simon says, I swear if they send Lookman out on loan, I'm going to abandon ship. So it's obviously got passions a little bit high at the moment.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Steve. What you've got to look at is that, as I said, the Klassens and your Sandros are all available on loan. But what it does say straight away, Steve, 6 months down the line, August, all these players were brought in. We're now in January, and there'd be team no surplus of requirements. It's sad the way things have happened and unravelled so quickly at Everton Football Club with all these signings. And it all points in the same direction of Steve Walsh. Fingers need to be pointed in his direction. Why all these signings have been brought in, and no one extra on, they're all available to go on loan and not getting games. So I just think words need to be said. And probably the last chance to learn for Steve Walsh this January transfer window. And I hate to harp on about this, Steve. Every single week I've come on there for the last 2 or 3 weeks, where did this left back? Everton have desperately needed. Since the turn of the year, he should have been the first through the door, and it still hasn't materialised. You're telling me there's not one left back on this planet playing football that Everton could sign? Where's the scouting? This is where the finger needs to be pointed in the direction of Steve Walsh. Everton are now playing a right back at left back. He's not up to scratch. The attacking threat is all coming down the same hand side. And this is where Everton is struggling big time. And the first player should have been through the door was a left back in January. And it still hasn't materialised. We're going into the last week of the January transfer window next week with no recognised left back.
And you've not heard anything about a possibility of a signing?
not in Steve, there's not even a whisper. Obviously, there's little rumour mills in the newspaper, but nothing concrete coming from Everton at the moment. And that's sad. It really is sad, as if we're waiting for Leighton Baines. Leighton Baines is 3 or 4 weeks away at the very, very most. So Everton have got big games coming up. Leicester on Tuesday night. Massive, massive match. I just think, do you know what, considering the predicament, yeah, it looks well and good at the moment. Everton sitting there 9 or 7 points off 6, whatever it is. But they're also 7 points off the relegation zone. So they've got a huge, huge game against Leicester on during the week, and we've got to beat them. Anything less than a victory for Everton, they're going to be sucked into that relegation zone, and questions will be asked again to Steve Walsh about these signings.
You keep saying Steve Walsh, and yesterday there was a piece in The Echo which was inferring that maybe Steve Walsh should be a casualty of this period. So Farhad Moshiri brought him in alongside Ronald Koeman. He's been involved in a number of signings, but are Steve Walsh's days numbered?
Well, do you know what, Steve? I think personally he could be shown the exit door at the end of the summer. I really do. I think he's got a decision to now make Everton. He's got to basically say, listen, you've been given $200 million Everton have spent since the summer. $200 million. That's more than your Manchester United of the world, your Liverpool's. $200 million is an enormous amount of money since August Everton have spent on players. Now, they're sitting there in mid-table. Name me a player out of every single player Everton have signed in the summer. Where does the sell-on value? Where he's done well? Where do you think, do you know what? He's more than doubled his price tag. He isn't one in there. If you're pushing me, Jordan Pickford, Everton bought him for $25 million. You probably, what, in this day and age, you probably get up to 40, 50 million on goalkeepers. That's the rate of the current climate. But apart from that, Michael Keane, Davy Klassen, Sandro Ramirez, players of that ilk, you can just see straight away that it's basically like a football manager. They've all been bought, but there's no role for them. There's been no foresight, there's been no plan. And I just think Everton have got all these players now, and they're going to be looking at them towards the end of the summer and looking to shift them and move them on. And they're going to struggle to get money on them.
What about Liverpool's situation? I wonder whether they've already sort of closed their own window and feel that there's no one else coming in. They might send a couple out on loan, but it's hard to see them buying anyone in the next few days.
Yeah, it is. I spoke to JT on the week and he says it's very, very unlikely Liverpool will sign anyone in the transfer window. As you just said, Steve, maybe a couple of lads on the off fringes of the Liverpool team may go out on loan. I think you'll see a couple of them this weekend, won't they, against West Bromwich Albion. Collective and Alberto Moreno will come into the fold, etc. A couple of young lads, Trent Arnold. But apart from that, there'll be no ins for Liverpool in the window. I just feel as if we say it, don't we, Steve, the Philip Coutinho money, yeah, Van Dijk's coming, but I just feel as if Liverpool, if you want to get that fourth spot, or if you want to go a long way in one of the cup competitions, we need to. You can't replace Philip Coutinho, obviously, but sign another creative player. I know it's all well and good to the great on the front foot, but when teams, very much like West Bromwich Albion this weekend, they'll sit back, they'll be compact against Liverpool at home, and Liverpool will struggle to break them down. I just feel that was in evidence on Monday night, wasn't it, against Swansea? No one's seen that result coming, but the way Swansea set up at the two banks of four, basically had a flat back five and four in front, and that was it, and Liverpool struggled to break them down. So well and good, the likes of Manchester City flying at Liverpool, that'll shoot Liverpool down to the ground, what we'll see, teams opening up, play expansive football, then Liverpool can hit them on the break. The likes of West Bromwich Albion and Swansea will sit back and Liverpool will struggle to break them down and just feel that creative spark Liverpool once had with Philip Coutinho can unlock a door against Swansea, can unlock a door against West Bromwich Albion. And I feel sorry for Klopp in a way. He's allowed Coutinho to go, but surely he must have been some kind of replacement, a plan B to replace him, because I'm not being funny, Steve. I know you can't replace him, but surely there must be someone down the line thinking, do you know what? Just get this player in for, say, 30, 40 million, and he'll lock the door against the Swansea or the West Brom at home, and that could be the difference.
Just not enough strength on the bench. It's a little bit unfair to ask Danny Ings to be that solution between now and May, isn't it? But somehow I don't think Liverpool will get anyone in. What has made the headlines as well in the past 24 hours is Liverpool's war on ticket touts. So the Reds are introducing a number of measures to halt the sale of tickets from unofficial outlets. This has been led by the chief executive, Peter Moore. It's been a long-running problem, hasn't it, for football fans?
It has, Steve, and I just think we've seen how the Premier League changed so much, especially over these 18 months, where there was a lot of protests, and rightly so, towards this 20s plenty campaign about football fans up and down the country. Doesn't matter what team you support, are campaigning to get these tickets for £20 every single away match. The Premier League bought it down now to £30. Every single away match, will that's where it'll be, and that's what it's been. And it's been a success, hasn't it? Nearly majority of away allocations sold out. I just feel it is a success. Where you, I look at it from a fan's perspective, Steve, and if you look at me, you're going, do you know what? If I'm following Everton Football Club away, I know there's my match ticket money. There's my £30 free ticket. There's my ale money. There's my better money. And there's my food money. And that's how football fans plan it out, Steve, when they're going away. Now, if you're having to pay 40, 50, 60, 70 quid for tickets, that's your ale money, and that's your better money, that's your food money all in one. But if you know you're only paying £20, £30 for the ticket, that you can go out and enjoy the day then with your mates and enjoy the away experience. But some of the clubs, especially on the continent, for what Porto were charging Liverpool, it's just astronomical.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
It's the best part of what you're paying for your flights, your hotels, your food, your ale, and next minute you're paying 60, 70 quid for the ticket. No, I just think it's an absolute disgrace, Stephen. If you want to take a long, hard look at themselves, and I hope Liverpool, I know it's over, well, it's said and done, that don't be doing tit for tat, but do you know what? If I was Liverpool, I'd say, do you know what? Whatever you're charging, we'll charge you as soon as you come back over to Anfield.
Oh, it should be tit for tat. They should do exactly the same. UEFA should govern the whole thing, though, shouldn't they? Right, I know Everton aren't in the FA Cup, but have you got any odds on the FA Cup, or have you just given up with the Blues not being in it?
No, Steve, interestingly, this weekend, the team that you fancy to win it outright is Manchester United. Basically, they've got Yeovil tonight. It's live on the television. You should sail through that. And Mourinho, obviously, is looking reluctant that he win the Premier League. He had 12 points behind Manchester City. So the league's out the window. They're out the League Cup. So the two cup competitions from Jose Mourinho to win, Champions League and FA Cup. I think he'll target the FA Cup. He's trophies given, isn't he? It's going to be big pressure, obviously, after spending Alexis Sanchez and accepted this season on Lukaku. Big pressure to get a trophy, and I think he'll target the FA Cup. But Liverpool, Steve, 1-3 to beat West Brom Geraldine this weekend, 10-1. But surprisingly enough, I was just looking at the betting stats for this one. 56% of the bets on this match are on West Brom Geraldine at 10-1. I was seeing last week, Rondon was a handful, but it was the same Rondon last against Boxing against Everton. He's done absolutely nothing. So inconsistent. But he was probably the best player on the pitch last weekend against Everton. Seeing him first hand, so he was absolutely brilliant. So he could cause Liverpool some problems tomorrow, but it's which Rondon gets out of bed, basically. Liverpool, one clean sheet in seven. Listen, if you're going to force me and an athlete to have a bet, I'll probably have a bet on Moreno to be carded. I think if he brought into the team, give Robertson a bit of a rest, Moreno play at left back, could be Malcolm McLean, bit of an handful there. And we know how Moreno works, but we know what the calibre of the player is. He's rashing the tackle. And I just feel as if a yellow card there, a 4-1. But if you're looking at FA Cup shots, Steve, this weekend, look no further than Wigan. Best price at 3-1 to beat West Ham. West Ham have got a crucial match on Tuesday against Crystal Palace. And they'll be looking to, obviously, put a weakened side out in the FA Cup against Wigan. So Wigan, 3-1 to beat West Ham. Also, Middlesbrough to beat Brighton. Brighton have got a huge game during the week against Southampton. And another one that springs out at a bit of a big price, Steve, is Notts County, 7-2 to beat Swansea. Swansea have got a big midweek watch as well. So well, bear in mind, Steve, anyone having a bet on the FA Cup this weekend, bear it in mind that Premier League relegation candidates have all got crucial games Tuesday and Wednesday. So they will be looking to obviously field the weakened side in the FA Cup. So a couple of them, bits of value in there in Wigan, Middlesbrough and Notts County.
Right, it's going to affect selection. Toe, thank you very much indeed.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.